This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com. All you have to do is click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Subject, thank you, nephew. Where are your shoes? Okay. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm 40 and my husband is 44 years old. I work from home and my husband is a nurse and he works 4 days on and 4 days off. He's got a part-time job giving COVID tests 1 day a week and he was working late the other night and I was in our backyard smoking weed and I heard my husband pull into the driveway. I walked around the house to surprise him and I ended up stopping to watch him because he was searching his car for something. He went to his trunk and took a shirt off and put on a t-shirt. I noticed that he was not wearing any shoes. He's usually in Crocs or sneakers to work, but he only had on socks. I appeared out of nowhere and he was startled. I asked, "Where are your shoes?" And he said they were in his car. It was so chilly that I suggested he put on his shoes. He playfully told me to get my tail in the house and leave him alone. We went inside, and when he went to the back, I went and popped his trunk to get the shirt he took off. I didn't find any shoes in the car or the trunk. I put the shirt across the bed, and it had a big smudge of makeup on the collar. He gave me a sorry excuse that he helped a woman that had a car wreck, and he said he lifted her out of the car, and that's how the makeup got on his shirt. Then he said that the lady coughed a lot, so he didn't know if he had a cold, the flu, or COVID, so he left the shirt in his trunk to be safe. But he still had on the pants, and they were clean. I asked him again, "Where are your shoes?" And he didn't have an answer. Instead, he got mad and told me that I'm never satisfied and he can never win with me. I'm sick of him not answering basic questions. Why does he react this way? Okay, why would you have to ask a grown man, where are his shoes? Where are your shoes? Why? Something is definitely wrong with that question. And you already know the reason. Because he's lying, okay? It was a simple question. Where are your shoes? He obviously left them wherever he was. And he just forgot or something. With whomever he was with. Why would a grown man leave his shoes anywhere? Have you ever heard of this before? No. It sounds like wherever he was, he left in a really big hurry and forgot his shoes, okay? The story about him helping a woman that had a car wreck and that's how he got the makeup on his shirt, that whole story sounds crazy. He lifted her out of the car and she coughed a lot and that's why he left his shirt in the trunk. What? Come on. You yourself caught. I know you were smoking weed, but even you thought that this was a sorry excuse, a sorry story. And it is. You're not buying any of this, and I don't buy it either. He's also on the defensive now, getting mad at you because his story doesn't sound right, and you know it, and that's why you're questioning him. Please don't fall for any of his tricks, his shenanigans, and don't expect him to tell you the truth, because for him, at this point, in his shoes and all that mess, it's not an option. He can't tell you the truth. All right, Steve?
Steve, well, help him out. Well, let me say this here. To answer this one question. Shirley says that he's not going to tell you the truth.
Nope.
Well, why would he? This ain't the time for truth. Okay, so let's just start right there. He not going to tell you the truth. Why would he do that?
This ignorant show.
That don't make no damn sense at all. I have told y'all about this truth thing now.
Oh, the truth matters.
No, the truth ends the marriage right now. The lie protects the marriage and her heart. Let's go over this effort. Your husband is a nurse, 44 years old. You work from home. He got 4 days on, 4 days off. Got a part-time job, COVID test. He was working late the other night. You were sitting in the backyard smoking weed. I don't know why you felt that necessary to tell us that. But you did. Now, obviously, it's a meaningful moment in your life, so, and we needed to know that. You could have just said you were sitting in the backyard chilling. No, you was in the backyard smoking weed. You heard your husband pulling to the driveway. You walk around the house to surprise him. See, here we go now, all these surprises. And he ended up stopping to watch him because he was searching his car for something. Now, the man went to the trunk, took his shirt off, put on a T-shirt. I noticed he wasn't wearing any shoes. He usually got on Crocs or sneakers to work, but he only had on socks. I appeared out of nowhere, and he was startled. Ah. Yeah, that's what they were.
Ah. What was that sound? Yeah.
Ah. It was some cussing, too, but, you know, I can't go there. I asked, where are your shoes? And they said they was in the car. It was so chilly, I suggest he put on his shoes. He playfully told him, girl, get your tail in this house. Leave me alone. You see me out here? Woo! It's chilly. Woo! We went inside, and when he went to the back, she went back outside, popped his trunk, and got the shirt that he took off. I didn't find any shoes in the car or the trunk. I put the shirt across the bed, and it had a big smudge of makeup on the collar. All right, when we come back, here comes the truth.
Okay. All right, Steve, hang on. Part two of your response is coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject is, where are your shoes? We'll get back into it right after this.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. The subject is, where are your shoes?
Let's just get to it quick. The man is 44, right. She 40. She worked from the house. He a nurse. You know, he worked 4 days on, 4 days off. He got a little extra job doing COVID test. She was at the house one night. She had finished her work. She was out in the backyard chilling, smoking weed. She felt very compelled to tell us that she smokes weed, so that's fine. I heard my husband pull into the driveway. I walked around the house to surprise him. But she ended up watching him because he was searching his car for something. He went to his trunk, took his shirt off, put on a T-shirt. I noticed he was not wearing any shoes. He's usually in Crocs or sneakers to work, but he only had on socks. I appeared out of nowhere, and he was startled. Huh?
I love that sound.
Girl, nah, sugar honey iced tea, not walking up on me like that. That's blanked up. That's what was so chilly that I noticed he didn't have on his shoes. So I just suggested that he put his shoes on. He playfully told me, get my tail in house, leave him alone. So we went inside, and when he went to the back, I went outside, popped the trunk to get the shirt he took off. I didn't find any shoes in the car or the trunk. I put the shirt across the bed and had a big smudge of makeup on the collar. Now, here we go now. This is what the letter's about. He gave me a sorry excuse that he helped a woman that had a car wreck. The man is a nurse.
Okay.
And that he is trying to save somebody's life, and you're trying to judge him about some damn makeup. He in here trying to save somebody's life, which is all his career's been about.
Oh, flip it.
He
flip
said it. He lifted her out the car, and that's how the makeup got on the shirt. Shirley talking about he not going to tell you the truth. Why would he? This sound good right here.
It doesn't.
All this sound way better than the damn truth.
You're not going to discount the truth like that.
Oh, well, I'm not discounting it. He not finna tell it. And you just said yourself, why you can't ask him for the truth because he not going to tell it.
Yeah, it's not an option for
so
him.
So now let's go with what sound best. Mm-hmm. I'm a nurse. She came in a car wreck. I'm trying to help her out. And makeup got on the shirt. Then he said the lady coughed a lot, so he didn't know if she had a cold, a flu, or COVID. I can't bring this in this house on you. Much as I love you, I got to take this shirt off because it could have COVID on it.
Wow.
So he left the shirt in the trunk to be safe.
Okay, can I ask you a question?
Not yet, but okay. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I just want to know, what was he covering up?
What was I covering up? Nothing. I was protecting the safety of this family.
What really happened? Because we've heard enough lies. What really happened, you think?
Oh, you ain't heard the ones you're going.
We can't stop lying now. We can't. Once we start.
But he still had on the pants, and they were clean. He didn't drop the lady, so the makeup ain't going to be on the pants. If he had dropped her, there would be makeup on the pants.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, too
but he
many
strong.
Lies.
He held her up. I asked him again, where are your shoes?
Yeah, simple question.
The lady that I helped was fat. I had to lift so hard, I came up out my shoes. But I was trying to get her into the emergency room, and my shoes was out there by the ambulance.
So you left your shoes. Okay, got it. At the
I had to leave the shoes to save this lady's life.
Oh, okay.
And it was so busy saving her life, when I went outside, I didn't see the shoes nowhere.
I think some homeless dude might have got him or something, you know?
Okay.
Instead, he got mad, told me that I'm never satisfied, and he can never win with me.
Yeah, yeah.
That's because he only 44. He tell incomplete lies. See, you can win, but you got to complete your lies.
Okay, well, finish it up.
You can't get mad for the life. And I just told you. The shoes is probably in the parking lot. Some homeless dude probably got them because she was fat. And when I lifted up, I had to come up out these shoes.
Well, why was he looking for them in the trunk? And then why was he looking for them in the trunk if he left them at the scene?
How do you know I was looking? I didn't say I was looking for my shoes. You came out here and interrupted me.
Why are you asking all these questions?
He was searching in the car for something.
Something? What? You thought he was looking for shoes. He was trying to find that T-shirt. And your ass is imagining all this because you high anyway.
Right. I asked, where are your shoes? And he said they were in his car.
They was in the car. So he thought.
It doesn't say so, he thought. It just says in his car.
Where are your shoes? First of all, let me explain something. Why he can't tell you the truth. Where your shoes? Because he had to get out of somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
And he didn't forget his shoes. He was in a time-sensitive situation.
Mm-hmm. He had to leave in a hurry, right.
Damn them shoes.
I know that's right. Damn them shoes.
What time-sensitive situation you in? I could even get this woman up off this car accident and on this gurney and into this emergency room, or I could stay here putting on my damn shoes.
Oh,
now, what's more important to me? These old cheap-ass Crocs or this woman's life?
Please leave your comments on today's letter on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show
on 97.1 QMG.